This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A federal court has thrown out a years-long lawsuit that alleged loud flights from Denver International Airport disrupting local communities. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
Six petitioners, led by Centennial Airport, argue that changes to DIA flight paths and runway procedures broke FAA noise rules. The airport launched the Denver Metroplex project last year, using satellite guidance to open new airline routes. Judges in the Washington, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals said the petitioners didn't submit enough evidence. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
United Airlines says it's bringing up to 3,000 new jobs to its Denver hub over the next 4 years. The jobs are part of a nationwide expansion as United adds 270 new planes to its fleet, the largest order in the airline's history. Colorado released retail spending numbers from April, the latest update on how the state is rebounding from COVID-19. Denverite's Kevin Beatty dug in.
The data show Denver's restaurants and bars brought in almost as much cash as they did in February of 2020, one benchmark for the pre-pandemic economy. Statewide, those businesses passed that checkpoint in March, but the hotel industry still has a ways to go. Across the state and in Denver, spending on accommodations rose, but they were still down 40% compared to pre-COVID levels. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Speaking of Denver, right now it is 75 degrees and mostly cloudy with a chance of rain this afternoon and evening. Stay tuned. You're tuned into Colorado Public Radio News.